Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Don V Fridays, episode 83. Man, hey, we getting up there in episodes, man. We might have to do a 100th episode special coming up soon. I might have to do some giveaways or do some PayPals to the day ones. I know who my day ones are. So you can't even try to bluff and try to act like you've been a day one and you started fucking with me a week ago or something. I know who my day ones are. I might have to do some PayPals or something for my day ones, man, because we getting close to 100 episodes of Don V Fridays. So we're gonna have to do something special. But if you a Hokie fan, this was a great week. You know, we put that Wolf Pack in the air, you know. Took care of that business. We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into Duke. Get ACC picks of the week, man. Y'all know and other things if we feel like doing other things, because you know on Don V Fridays, we just be vibing, man. But the wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going an extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on division and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take care of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. So let's talk about it. NC State came to Blacksburg last Saturday night, and they got their asses handed to them, man. It was a dominant Virginia Tech performance for four quarters. The game was never in question. The game was never in doubt. It was straight up domination. I'm talking about both lines of scrimmage. We controlled the game. And if you're a Virginia Tech fan, it's rare. I can't even remember the last time. But yeah, I can. But we just straight dominated both lines of scrimmage against a Power 5 school, an ACC opponent. Yeah, you're going to dominate the line of scrimmage against a Marshall. You're going to dominate both lines of scrimmage. Sometimes we didn't. We played Marshall, you know, a couple times. you're going to dominate both lines of scrimmage against a Liberty or William and Murray or who else? I want to say ODU, but I would trigger some PTSD amongst some Hokie fans. But normally when you play like your first team, you normally play like a bum ass school. You know, you know, just to get to work the kinks out, beat the shit out of them, hand them 60 points, you know, and tell them get the fuck on with their time. But when you play a game where you put up 45 in the week opener, but you play a Power 5 school, a conference school, an ACC school, which, you know, NC State is kind of a below average ACC school, but it's still, you know, look, man, they get as many scholarships as us. They got as many opportunities as us to build a team better than ours, and they fucking didn't. They got their asses whooped. It was an especially performance to be proud of, because Virginia Tech had 23 players not playing. We had coaches not coaching. And Braxton Burmeister, who started the game, didn't even play the entire game because he was cramping up and shit, heat cramps. And that was to be expected when you don't have a spring. I know every fucking sports podcast, every sports analyst is saying this. No spring, no preseason, no practice, no y'all. I gotta say that too. But it's the truth. There was limited contact and limited stuff, and for them to come out on their first game down that many players and to still dominate, hey man, I gotta take my hat off. I have to take my hat off. I gotta praise Coach Justin Fuente. I know people think that I'm this Fuente hater, but I'm not. And even if I am, I can still say he did a good job. Like I ain't listen. I might even if I'm I might be considered a hater or whatever, or a non-believer. I consider myself a Fuente non-believer. I just don't believe he could lead us to a national championship. That's my opinion. Fuck you. I mean, if you don't think I should have my opinion, but I'm a Fuente non-believer, but I can still get a man his props. This was a hell of a coaching job under these circumstances. COVID, your starting quarterback is in quarantine. There was other rumors going on about him that I ain't gonna get into. You're down this many players. You're down coaches. It's hell on earth. You got to answer questions about, COVID and, it was points where you didn't even think you could have a season, and you trying to keep your team. And then you had the Devin Hunter situation that's still, as I record this, unresolved. I think you had all that coming into your first game. Your first game had been pushed back two different times. And to come out and keep the team focused, motivated, and to dominate like that, I gotta tip my hat off to Justin Fuente. I gotta get a man his props, because that is a hell of a coaching job to have the team prepared to play under those circumstances. That wasn't easy. That was not easy what he did, being able to keep the team focused, motivated, and to go out and dominate a conference foe. I gotta tip the cap. That was a hell of a coaching job. Shout outs to Justin Fuente. Like I said, it ain't never nothing personal, That man got churn, he got mouths to feed. I don't hate him. People be trying to make it seem like whatever it is. But no, it ain't that at all. Just nigga trying to be ringed up, man. Fuck that dumb shit. But yeah, man, shout out to the coaches. But this game was, and I knew this was gonna happen because I think most Hokie fans predicted this team to be pretty good, at the very least, pretty good, or at least good, just regular good. So we expected to beat NC State, but under these circumstances and to dominate them like that in the trenches, that always makes football fans happy to see their fans, to see their team dominate in the trenches. That makes most football fans happy. If I could take any, I don't want to even want to say negatives from the game. It's just a. I'm trying to get my words right. An observation, Quincy Patterson. I brought up Braxton Burmeister, and he had hand cramps and other, probably hydration related stuff going on. Yo, they said he was eating mustard on the sidelines to get back hydrated, bro. I tweeted this. If I'm hot dehydrated and one of y'all hand me mustard, it's over with for you. I'm taking you with me, bro. I'm using my last energy to take somebody with me. Don't hand me no, listen. Don't hand me no mustard under no circumstances. I don't give a fuck how good it works for hydration. I will murder you if you try to hand me mustard and I'm dehydrated. But Quincy Patterson had to come in, and just an observation. This isn't a complaint. This isn't, I'm not crying or nothing like that. It's just like Quincy Patterson been here for three. This will be his red shirt sophomore season. Why are we still giving him the little boy 8-9 plays? This is, I can understand if he came into this game knowing he was the third string. Okay, you can't get a third string but so many reps. But he's the backup quarterback, at least this week. He was the backup quarterback. And he still only had like the power run left, the power one run right, the fade up the sideline. It's like you don't gotta open it up for the man. He the backup, but bruh, like what? At this point, I just want to know, what is it? Is he not getting the playbook? Do they not trust him to throw? Like, do they not trust him with the offense? Like, what is it? Because the man as a redshirt freshman be like, okay, all right. Why does he only got 6-7 plays? Whatever. But I mean, I just think it's disappointing that your elite 11 quarterback, here he is in his third year in your offense, and you still only trust him to run a handful of plays. But you know, I'm not in the meetings. You know, I don't know. And like I said, if this was a situation where he knew he was going to be the third string, I get it. But you know, you preparing backups got to prepare to play. That's just what it is. Backups got to be somewhat prepared to play, and they only giving this man a couple plays. It's just like, either he stinks in practice or they just don't trust him. I don't get it. But let's talk about the pause. That's the only somewhat negative I can come out of that game thinking. And Quincy played well, by the way. But let's talk about the positives, man. I said it earlier. We dominated both trenches. And that's so fucking important. Because at Virginia Tech, it was always Jekyll and Hyde. Or we would have a good O-line, suspect D-line. Good, great D-line, suspect O-line. I'm trying to think of when we had both at the same time. And if this is a preview of what's coming, you know, y'all know me, I don't lie and all that shit. We might get the third best offensive line in the conference. And that's in a conference with Notre Dame and Clemson. And Notre Dame is always known to have a great offensive line, run blocking and pass blocking. Miami's offensive line is improved. But, you know, I'll listen to a debate for Miami versus Virginia Tech O-lines. And, you know, we'll figure out who got the best offensive line soon. But I feel comfortable saying that Virginia Tech has the third best offensive line in the conference. And that's not bad, considering Clemson and Notre Dame is in this conference. So that was the biggest takeaway from the game. It was holes all night. Brock Hoffman, the transfer who didn't get his waiver last year, kind of got fucked over by the NCAA, came out there and was mashing on shit to the point where the referees were saying, "Hey, buddy, can you lighten up? Lighten up. Fuck you. Keep mashing on that shit, Brock. I see you. Salute to Brock Hoffman, man. Man played his ass off. Offensive line all night. It was big ass holes all night, man. Running backs. Man, listen. You could have put a puppy in the backfield, and the puppy would have been getting 5-10 yards a carry. You hear me? I'm not bullshitting. It was holes all night, man. They was out there mashing on shit, mauling shit, operating to perfection. Defensive line, Justice Reed out there eating, man. He out there splitting double teams. Justice Reed out there, another transfer, out there eating. I think he had 2 sacks. The man was out there disruptive in the backfield all night. Nice pickup from Youngstown State. And I said this in my post-game live stream, but I'll say it on the podcast for the people that didn't watch that. Justice Reed, when we signed him from Youngstown State, I kind of was like, took a pump your brakes type of role. I was kind of like, look, man, y'all slow down. Slow down. Like, okay, we signed somebody that can be nice quality depth, but pump your brakes. But no, he is living up to his to some of the people that over celebrated the Justice Reed signing. And it's one game, you know. This don't mean, you know, everybody that didn't overhyped that Justice Reed signing should shut the fuck up forever, because there's been a lot of that going on too. Like, y'all didn't believe in Justice Reed, and some people were just kind of like, nobody said he was trash. We were just saying, relax. And, you know, it was a great debut, but let's keep it rolling, let's keep it moving. But he definitely showed that strength, that bull rush that we have been lacking for a long time. So shout out to Justice Reed. Definitely not the defensive lineman that us Hokie fans are used to. We're normally used to like the speed rush, you know, get like twitchy guys, things of that nature. But no, Justice Reed was out there bullying. Shout out to him. And last player I'm gonna show some spotlight on, Kansas transfer Khalil Herbert had a hell of a game. I'm gonna attribute that to the offensive line, but he had the burst to make big plays. Like I said, I think I said earlier, a puppy could have got fucking 5 to 10 yards of carry. Well, Khalil Herbert got that extra gear, so he was turning it into bigger plays. That man was out there feasting, but like I said, the holes were there, and the man got the burst, so he had a big game. I brought up Quincy Patterson earlier, not even being ready. I mean, not, I don't want to say not being ready, but not being, not knowing that he was going to have to make that come in and play and step in and make the plays that he made, albeit with fucking like 4 plays he's working with, and still got a beautiful fade ball, still is a powerful runner. We all know what Quincy Patterson is capable of, except the coaches, I guess, because he's only given a couple plays, and the man delivered. So those are my game balls: Justice Reed, Brock Hoffman, Khalil Herbert, Quincy Patterson. Keep it up. Spin talks that Virginia Tech is the new transfer U portal gang. We used to be portal gang, but in the opposite way. We'll see. We got a lot of transfers and grad transfers and chucos all over the field. So somebody has to produce.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I could go on all day, but like I said, somebody has to produce. Like, it's transfers everywhere. So it's been a lot of, you know, it's been a lot of victory laps taken on this whole, you know, older transfers over recruits. And I'm kind of like, you still got to recruit, though. You still got to focus on recruiting, though. Yeah, we beat the shit out of NC State, but I think every Hokie fan at least expected to win. So I don't know. You know, it sometimes, you know, with Hokie fans, it's just, we got this civil war, you know, like Fuente fans versus like non-Fuente fans. And sometimes I think we just look for any and every opportunity to snipe at each other. And sometimes I don't think we should. I think sometimes we need to just fall back. But that's just me, though. Manscaped. 2020 has been the year things happening that are completely out of your control. But there is one thing you can control. That's shaving your bush. Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to remind you to do so. The Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that is designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellas down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof. It comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in a dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tip tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style on their website. You'll also find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame, this is important, tame that summer swamp ass. We in fall now, and it's still pretty warm. We in fall, but it's still some swamp ass walking around here. With natural hydrators and antioxidants. You'll also find the Crop Reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that is designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com and check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of Don V Fridays will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. Fellas, listen to me. Shave that shit. Nobody want, listen. All my brothers out there that's in the locker room, you know who I'm talking to. Shave, bruh. You out here with the wolfman dick and balls, you know who I'm talking to, man. Nobody wants to see you. Shave that shit, bro. To the people, you know, the hairy motherfucker, the motherfucker that got hair down his thighs all the way down to his ankles. Get it together, bro. Get it together. And don't forget, man, Bet Online football is back, man. You can still be in the action at BetOnline.com. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in everything imaginable this season. Game spreads and totals to team and player and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures now. Head to BetOnline.ag. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, before we get into this week's ACC schedule, we got to talk about last week's ACC picks, my picks, and Florida State beat the shit out of Miami. I predicted Florida. No, whoa. Miami beat the shit out of Florida State. I'm tripping. My bad. Sorry to any Florida State fans that's listening. They're probably like, what in the hell? Miami beat the shit out of Florida State 52-10. I picked Miami to win, but I said it was going to be close because it was a rivalry game. Nah. Miami's a problem, folks. I think I mentioned it like a week ago that Miami's potentially a problem. Miami's a problem. That spread no huddle that they're doing, that up tempo, the offense is running people off the fucking field. Miami's a problem, people. NC State played Virginia Tech. We already went over that. Virginia Tech beat the shit out of NC State 45-24. Pitt. Louisville at Pitt. I predicted Pitt would win that game. And Pitt won it. It was kind of sloppy, kind of ugly. Louisville's quarterback, Cunningham. I can't think of his full name. I think it's Malik Cunningham. I might be tripping. But he took a nasty hit in the fourth quarter. Prayers to him. Georgia Tech at Syracuse. I had Georgia Tech winning. So, of course, they lost. Georgia Tech had half an expectation. And look how they do. Syracuse beat Georgia Tech 37-20. Well, I think Georgia Tech quarterback Jeff Sims, who I kind of hyped up last week, had a shit game. Duke was at UVA. I had UVA winning. UVA was kind of looking like Cap, man. But, they eventually got it together. Their quarterback Armstrong. It's one of those deals where, like, the last name don't fit with his fucking skill set is. He doesn't have a strong arm at all. He's kind of like a weak arm quarterback, but he made plays. He made plays on the ground. He made plays to this kid, Lavelle Davis. I seen this kid, Lavelle Davis, go up for, like, two or three balls. I'm not about to call that dude a threat just yet. I got to see more from the Davis kid. But UVA fans, you lied about that quarterback, bro. Don't you ever in your life, say Tebow with Brennan Armstrong ever again in your life, that cap ass shit. Don't ever do that shit again. That's disrespectful to Tebow, honestly. Texas State played at Boston College. I had Boston College winning narrowly. And Boston College pulled it out narrowly. They won 24 to Texas State 21, where it was a game where Boston College kind of looked like shit all game. Boston College is not a good team. So it's set up perfect. It's set up perfect. I don't even think we play Boston College this year. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we don't. But it's like those the teams that give Virginia Tech hell. Y'all already know what I'm talking about. Bruh. I'm talking about going through it, bruh. But this week, we gotta get into our picks for this week. So that was last week. This week, NC State is at number 24, Pitt. I'm still not sold on Pitt. I'm not sold on Pitt. And I know NC State is horrible. But that's just one of those games where, like, I'm gonna take Pitt. Only because NC State is so weak in the trenches. I'm gonna take Pitt narrowly. Pitt by a field goal. Number 12, UNC plays at Boston College. Okay, so this is an interesting game because North Carolina hasn't played in like 2 weeks. They haven't played since week one, where they hung up like three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They was kind of struggling and bullshitting, but then eventually they turned it around and whatnot. So I'm going to take UNC, but expect them to kind of still be out of rhythm, out of sync. They haven't played in 2 weeks, and now they're going on the road. I'm expecting them to still have some kinks in the armor. But then they do what they did week one, and they pull it out late. Jacksonville State plays at Florida State. Jacksonville State plays at Florida State. I know a lot of people have got this as the upset special because Florida State might be the worst team in the ACC, but I can't do Florida State like that. They gonna beat Jacksonville State. If I gotta come on this podcast next week and say Jacksonville State fucking won, I'm never doing Florida State picks for the rest of the season. I will literally not treat them like an ACC team for the rest of this season. If they can't beat Jacksonville State, I am done picking Florida State games for the rest of the season. Because they wouldn't win no more games. They wouldn't win another game. They wouldn't win any games. They would go 0-11. UVA at Clemson. Clemson is going to take UVA's dick off and beat them with it. Clemson by 100. Virginia Tech at Duke. I never picked Virginia Tech to lose on this podcast, so let's talk about it. Right now, you have a Virginia Tech team that's coming off. They're riding high, right? They're riding high, but coming off putting up 45 points on NC State. So we own this fuck the state of North Carolina tour, the way our schedule is kind of set up right now. So we, you know, Duke came into Blacksburg and beat the shit out of Virginia Tech last year. I'm talking about embarrassed us. It was on a Friday night. I still remember this. It was only a year ago, but I still remember this. It was a Friday night. We was honoring the 1999 Hokies. The 1999 Virginia Tech Hokies. And every Hokie fan knows, you know, the 99 team. It's some hipster Hokies. It's like some, we got this hipster pocket of Hokies. I think that's what they call them, hipsters, who try to pretend like, oh, but the 96 team. Like, those are the ones that want to be cool and try to, like, not be with the crowd. To those people, I tell them, eat an ass. You not cool. By trying to pretend you an OG or some shit. Like, you not cool. You lame as fuck. And you know what it, you know that the 99 Hokies are the most important team in Virginia Tech history. And you think you're doing some flash shit by acting like the 96 team. Shout out to them. No disrespect to them. You know, we know the contributions, but everybody know that the 99 Hokies put VT on the map. And the night that we honor them, the 2019 Hokies, 20 years later, get their asses kicked by the Duke Blue Devils. It was the lowest point in Justin Fuente's tenure. He was a week from getting fired. The College Game Day crew went viral, put out this video. Kirk Herbstreit was like, yeah, that operation looked goofy. Is what Kirk Herbstreit said. He said it in a white person way. It looks so bad. But what Kirk Herbstreit said was that operation looked goofy. And people was ready to fire Fuente. We thought we was about to get him the fuck out the paint. But nah, man. Fuente started coaching for his life, bro. He made the quarterback change. We had played Miami the next week, and the rest is history. He saved his job. This time it's gonna be completely different. This Duke team is not good. This Duke team is not good at all. Defensively, offensively, that team is straight ass. They got Chase Bryce, a Clemson transfer, but he's no good. They made a quarterback change last week. I watched Duke play last week. I had to get some intel on UVA, and Chase Bryce is not good, people. They ended up benching him for I don't know if that kid was a freshman or whoever they benched him for, but yeah, man, Chase Bryce ain't it. It's no surprise why he never really started at Clemson. He had that one game at Clemson where Travis Etienne ran for 200 yards and Chase Bryce got all the glory for it because Trevor Lawrence got hurt. But nah, man, Chase Bryce ain't it. I expect the Hokies to roll again because there is the revenge factor, which almost bit my tongue saying that bullshit. We should never be having a revenge week versus fucking Duke. It's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing. Every time I see a tweet about revenge week, revenge tour, and it's Duke on the schedule, I cringe and I want to just crawl into a shell and die. Honestly, that's bullshit. We should never be having revenge games against fucking Duke. Go out there and smack that shit, man. It's ridiculous. But that's it for Don V Fridays. I'll be back next week, man. We gonna keep this thing going, man. We gonna keep rolling. See y'all then, and God bless.